This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Wednesday, so that means it's... Today we're talking to lots of people. We're leading off with Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. I presume Stephen is still in Shanghai?
Stephen is... Well, I don't know if Stephen is in Shanghai, Bill, but he has been moving around. He's been walking the Great Wall of China.
Right.
And he was going to be in a city that had the terracotta Chinese soldiers.
Yeah.
Which would be very fascinating to see. So he's having a very good time. The thing that's really interesting, though, he says that he's never really felt as safe as he is in China.
Oh.
And that raises an interesting point. A society can deal with violence in one of two ways. It can decide that it's going to restrict individuals' movements and actions and even thoughts as much as possible. And also to make very clear that if an individual breaks the law, that the law will come down on that person very, very hard. So that would really indicate that such a country would have very little, if any, due process right. And so if an individual knows that he's going to, let's say, steal a loaf of bread or a wallet from a person's pocket, he may get his hands cut off. And if an individual kills another individual, he will receive the death penalty. He won't pass go. He won't collect $200. He won't go to jail directly. He'll just go to the execution line. And so that's one approach. And that's what you have in China. You also have that in Singapore. And then you have our standard that basically, because it's predicated on the notion of an individual that has autonomy, that the an individual in society is to be treated as inviolate. And we extol the virtue, the sanctity of an individual over that of the collective. What's interesting, you go to a country like North Korea or China, and everything is so regimented that you do not see individuals really having a personal opinion about anything. They're afraid to say anything. And you really have to nudge, I guess, the truth out of them. But they are really, really scared. And I think we're beginning to move in that direction. And you can see it in the way that almost anyone that has a viewpoint that might be construed as conservative is completely shut down. And when we see that the institutions of our higher learning, as well as our institutions in our lower level of learning, are constantly under attack if an individual were to ever express a viewpoint that's inconsistent with the mandate of the school board, then they're going to be struck down immediately. In fact, I was watching, it was either on Tucker Carlson or on Sean Hannity the other night. I think it was Tucker Carlson, where a woman, a history teacher in high school was, I believe, let go because the issue of the student march came up. And she basically said, well, suppose there was going to be a march a true march for life against abortion. Would that be as amenable to schools allowing kids to leave the classroom to take part in that a protest against the taking of a unborn individual? And she was apparently, the kids might have talked to their parents. The parents talked to the administrators, and she was coming to school the following day, and they said, you cannot enter the building. You'll have to leave. And she was actually told why she was essentially fired or suspended from returning to the classroom from a reporter that happened to knock on her door and wanted to get her a take on this thing. And she said she didn't know why she had been told to or ordered to leave the premises. And and the reporter had to tell her, well, the school board basically stated that it was because what you had suggested, that, well, maybe protest march against abortion would be treated the same way as a protest march against guns. And so what we're faced in this country is a definite attempt to undermine our Bill of Rights, whether it's the first or the second or the fourth. And also I heard, and you talk about a slippery slope. Well, it's not enough simply to take down statues of remarkable men that fought for the Confederacy. But now it seems that Hofstra University has a concern about Thomas Jefferson, our third president. Apparently because it goes back to the days of when slave owning was legal. So at any rate, the idea of looking at the past through the eyes of the present, at least the eyes of some people, as a way of rewriting history or denigrating it or trying to rewrite it altogether, we're in a very precarious situation. And I don't see any real relief from that. Looking at the various stories that transpired from the march to the issue of censorship to the omnibus bill, it just goes on and on. And then, of course, I want to get into, I'm sure you're aware of the retired Justice John Paul Stevens.
Sure.
Who wrote an editorial in the New York Times.
Well, he wrote a letter to the kids is what he did.
Yeah, and it was posted as an editorial.
Yeah.
I was looking for it the other day. I didn't see it. I guess it was on the digital copy of the New York Times, and that's where I found it. But then I get a hard copy. And what's interesting is that Stevens has gone even further than what he really went when he wrote his book about the redrafting of the Bill of Rights, which was published in 2014. And it was very interesting.
But I mean, you're not worried about what he's calling for. I mean, who's going to do that?
It's not so much that we're going to get a de jure repeal of the Second Amendment. What's so outrageous is that you would have a jurist, even if it's an individual that's no longer presiding over cases, basically taking a rhetorical stance. It simply is not, it shouldn't be indulged in by any jurist. I know that all jurists tend to speak their minds, and we know that,
yeah,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg has done that.
Sure.
Scalia has too, but it would be in private.
No. Let me get you to hold up right there. We'll get back to the wayward jurist when we get back. I got plenty of stuff for him. ArbalistQuarrel.com, that's where you can find the stuff that Roger writes about. He's also a featured writer. He and Stephen D'Angeli, who's currently in Asia somewhere, at Amoland.com, and you'll find him right here on Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms. This is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. And, Roger's always got a bunch of things he's looking at. Do you ever, how many things are on your radar right now?
I would say probably a half a dozen at least. I have a few articles in the works, and it seems, when I'm just getting ready to finalize a particular article, then something else comes down the pipe. As a result, keep track of what I'm working on, I'll have several parts to the articles that I write on.
And can I give you my opinion of the omnibus bill, for example?
Yes, please do.
Have you ever seen Star Trek, the movie?
Yeah, actually, there's been a few of them. I did catch a couple of them.
Well, in one Star Trek, they depict something called the Kobayashi Maru, which is the non-win scenario. And I think when the Republicans sent that forward, they put Trump in a non-win scenario. And in order to get the military spending he wanted, and in order for the government not to be shut down and Congress was out of town, I think that's what he did. Because he's already saying, you're never going to get that past me again. He's not very happy with it, so.
Well, it's not the first time that this bill has come down the pike. And
right.
There was apparently, this was all done in secret by the leadership of both houses.
Right.
I mean, you got Pelosi, you got Schumer, you got McConnell, you got Ryan, both putting this together. And it must have been put together for several months. You just don't come out with a 2,230-page horror that they came out with and then throw it on the desk of the president, not to mention the various congressmen. They didn't have a chance to read this, and many of them are lawyers, and yet they're
right.
Given essentially 48 hours to do this. Well, we know that Trump was clearly cornered and bamboozled. He would have been left out in the cold if he were to veto it. As far as the military aspect of it, which is really the guts of it, something like $730 billion. You know that most of that is going to go to the contractors, and they're very happy. They're the ones that work with the leadership of the House and the Senate to put these things together. And but it doesn't really help the American people. I would begin to wonder, and especially if you think that the Republicans, after all, are supposed to be the ones that believe in a tight purse string. And you've got the tax bill that was enacted, which immediately created a $1.5 trillion debt. And I know Rand Paul wasn't too happy about that. I'm sure that many of the other members of the Liberty, the Freedom Caucus were not happy with it. And now you got another $1.5 trillion. But the thing that really bothers me about this as well, it has to do with the immigration issue. The fact is that Donald Trump had put forward what I thought was a legitimate proposal. As much as I don't like the idea of giving a million and a half illegal immigrants citizenship, but if it would give us true security at the border, a physical barrier. Plus an end of the chain migration and an end to the visa lottery, then it might be worth it. But we did not get any immigration bill passed, but essentially that's what this omnibus bill does. Because he's given what? He needed $25 billion to build the wall. He's given $1.5 billion. And from what I understand, he's not supposed to be using it to build a wall at all, even one that might be 30 miles. I mean, think about it in terms of what...
Well, I mean, like I said, he got sent a bill that he had to sign to keep the government open. And, I mean, he looked at what happened with Chuck Schumer when Chuck Schumer took it down over immigration. And, you know, he just said, that's not happening with me. I think that's just what it was. This is the same guy that got us Gorsuch in the Supreme Court and did get us that tax bill that, if it's left alone for a while, might actually start taking care of the deficit here and there. I mean, he's done good stuff. But
and by the way, I would add one other thing. As far as I know, the omnibus bill is not really a budget in the strict sense that says basically for this particular department you have this amount of money. And which is really what Trump wanted to see, what he should have seen, and what Congress should have seen, and all the members of Congress. How do we fund particular departments and agencies and programs, and give Trump a line item veto, a right to do that, rather than giving him this $1.5 trillion. And who's going to wade through all that? But apparently, he could make the argument, since it isn't a budget per se, and even if the Democrats are against his use of the money for the wall, let's say, he could nonetheless say, look, this is part of that, of the need for national security. I have $730 billion to work with, and I'm going to use some of that to build a wall and to hire more border agents, because apparently there was nothing in the omnibus bill that said that he could do that. Plus the other thing that was really bothersome to me was the idea that he would still have to fund the sanctuary city. That doesn't seem right at all either.
Well, I mean, we can go back over all the details of this. He don't like what he had to sign. I don't think he's ever going to do it again, and I think he'll probably demand that the next time this happens, he gets it 30 days before they take off or get out of town or whatever they got going on. But I just, that's my take on it, and I'm sticking to it.
The Tea Party, members of Congress, and maybe even some of the members of progressives on the left, though I went hold out for that. But I think if anything like this comes down the pike again, they're going to demand the right to make amendments, the right to a floor debate, and a time to review this kind of thing. Doesn't happen.
I would be looking to see a new Speaker of the House as a Republican the next time we're in 2018. Taken away from that. Yeah. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. I'll explain that when we get back. But coming up on the next break, my guest is Roger Katz of Arbalist's Quarrel. You can find their stuff at their website, arbalistquarrel.com. You can also find them as featured writers at amoland.com and here as audio guests. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I'm joined this hour by Roger Katz, Arbalist Quarrel. He's got a regular corner, you know, just a bag of stuff that he brought with him today. So, okay, we've talked a little bit about Omnibus. Where would you like to go? You want to talk about the Supreme Court Justice?
We can do that for a moment. Then I'd like to go to the list of proposals that the students, ostensibly the students, have put together to provide for safer schools. But at any rate, going back to Stevens, what's interesting is back in 2014, he had written a book about how he would amend various provisions of the Bill of Rights. And in one of those, he had stated for the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms would not be infringed so long as an individual is a member of of the militia. That's what he was saying.
Sure.
And I have written, Stephen and I have written an article about that some time ago, and I was taking a renewed look at it when I was analyzing the Heller case, because Stevens had a pretty extensive dissenting opinion in respect to that. And you look at the various renditions. One thing that Scalia had made clear is that, look, the operative clause is obviously the independent clause, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And the dependent clause, that's simply the qualifier. It gives a reason for the independent clause that the right would not be infringed, but it's not that dependent clause is not in any way limited. Basically, what Scalia said was to get a handle on the way that the intent of the framers was this. Because a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And then it's very clear. Through better draftsmanship, we would not have this problem at all. But then again, we probably would. The problem that we run into, though, on Stevens' account, and I'm not talking about the situation at the last 24 hours or so when he came out with that ridiculous idea of a de jure repeal. But the question is, on his approach, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in a militia shall not be infringed. Seems ridiculous, but how would that right be vindicated? Because if a right cannot be vindicated, then it's really not a right at all. Basically would have to come down to, first of all, there would have to be a militia, say, and then the individuals collectively would have to bring action if their rights were infringed. But then they would be given weapons anyway. So you have a logical flaw in that approach. But as it turns out, what's clear and what he couldn't do was what he really wanted to do, and what we have seen through his letter to the kids. Let's just get rid of the Second Amendment. And I was also listening to Shannon Bream last night on Fox News. She often has this guy, he's supposed to be the political editor of Fox, this Chris Steigerwald. Well, he's not an attorney, and he really doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, but he basically said in respect to Stevens' comment that, well, this is an appropriate debate. And Breen properly pointed out to him, and she is an attorney, that, well, we already have that debate. The debate was the Heller case. And you have Stevens, of course, in the narrative basically saying, well, I just disagree with the decision, and that's what's frightening, because you have to understand something, that if and it's always within the realm of possibility that if another appointment is made, and let's say in 2020, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still around and Breyer, and let's say Kennedy leaves. And you have someone like name your poison, I guess,
who's going to appoint them?
Party. Elizabeth Warren.
Well, who's going to appoint them?
I'm sorry.
You're saying if you're throwing a hypothetical out of a candidate that we don't even know who that's going to be?
Well, yeah, but then again, I suppose as an attorney, I consider all the contingencies of what would be the worst thing that could happen, and what it comes down to is that yes, that a case would come up, and if there's a majority on the liberal wing of the court, then Heller would be probably the first case in recent memory that would be overturned very, very quickly. But
let me ask you a question about that. Yeah. Can they just be sitting around doing nothing and then decide all of a sudden, you know, that case we had back in 2008, we need to go back and overturn that?
Well, there has to be an issue before them, a justiciable issue. And if they could somehow maybe weasel around that and say, yes, we believe that the case was wrongly decided, that there is no individual right to keep and bear arms.
Oh, okay.
If there is, it's only tied to a militia, and so we're going to overturn the case. No, it can happen.
Well, I mean, I keep hearing some people talk about that, and I just I didn't realize the Supreme Court was autonomous to where they not only just... I thought they had to have something in front of them before they could take any action.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying, that they would. And but think of the cases that were coming down the pike, like last week. I mentioned if the Friedman case had come up, and Scalia and Thomas wanted it to. That was a case that specifically dealt with the issue whether certain semi-automatic law guns, those that are defined in some law as assault weapons, do come within the core of the Second Amendment. And it was clear from the comment that Thomas wrote when the case, when they could not get a four-person vote for that case to be heard, that he and Scalia joined them, that they were livid, that if that case were did come up, they would have found that so-called assault weapons are in common use and consistent with the Heller case. They do fall within the core of the Second Amendment. And we wouldn't be having this real problem today, because suppose that legislation in light of this Parkland, Florida tragedy did lead Congress to ban so-called assault weapons, similar to the 1994 piece of legislation. That would be immediately attacked on constitutional grounds. And if Scalia were still alive, or with Gorsuch, and we still have at least ostensibly a conservative majority, they would strike down that statute.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. Roger Katz is the writer for Arbalest Quarrel. You can find what he writes at arbalestquarrel.com. You can also find those articles reprinted. If you don't like going to arbalestquarrel.com, you can catch them at Ammoland, where they are a featured writer there. And they join me on Wednesdays, in most cases. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I just want to say this. I don't know what happened yesterday with the podcast, but some of you have contacted me. And the podcast originally that went out, all three of the hours were the same first hour, which I thought I'd gone back and corrected. You should be able to get it at the source, which is, I don't even know how to give that out. It's in any event, I don't know what happened. You have my apologies. My guess this hour is Roger Katz from our Ballistic Quarrel. Roger, we got about, we got right at 8.5 minutes here. What would you like to discuss?
I'd like to go back to the proposals that supposedly came down by these kids from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School. I happen to come across an article that appeared in the U.S. edition of The Guardian, where The Guardian, which is a British publication, part of the mainstream media, had invited journalists from Parkland, Florida's high school newspaper, which is called The Eagle Eye, to direct coverage of the March for Our Lives. That was the name of the protest movement, though in the New York Times they actually said, well, it's a march for gun control. But at any rate, they took advantage of this, and what they did was set a number of proposals, which clearly are not their proposals, but they are coming from probably every town for gun safety, Bloomberg's group, which actually organized and coordinated the whole thing. And to some extent, I would think that the other group that, what is this, Brady Campaign to End Gun Violence or Handgun Violence, they were behind this. And then there were other liberal groups. But what I did, I took a look at each one of these proposals and what they had to say about them. And Stephen and I will be doing an article on each of these. But I just wanted to read this list to your audience if they haven't themselves come across it before. But this is what they proposed. And they say, we believe federal and state governments must put these in place to ensure that mass shootings and gun violence cease to be a staple of American culture. You'll notice they never said anything about ending school violence or making school security safer. But in any event, this is what they said. Ban semi-automatic weapons that fire high-velocity rounds. Ban, that's number one. Two, ban accessories that simulate automatic weapons, supposedly the, I guess, the bump stock. The other, number three is establish a database of gun sales and universal background checks. Four, change privacy laws to allow mental health care providers to communicate with law enforcement. The next one is close gun show and secondhand sales loopholes. Allow the CDC to make recommendations for gun reform. Raise the firearm purchase age to 21. Dedicate more funds to mental health research and professionals, and increase funding for school security. And I did some further searches, and there was a site that was written by a physicist called Free Thought Blogs. Apparently, he taught or went to school at Case Western Reserve University, which is in my neck of the woods. But he said, when reading this list, what struck me was how sensible and reasonable these suggestions were. But despite the fact that these recommendations are so moderate, you can expect the NRA and the politicians that have purchased, that's what he said, to try to paint these students as wild-eyed radicals who are too young to understand the realities of the world. Well, that part is true.
Well, I mean, but at the same time, they're going to enforce something at Marjorie Stoneman where they have to have see-through book bags, and every one of those little punks are up in air, up in arms about that, because they're like, why should we be punished for the misdeeds of one? That's literally what they're saying.
You're right, and well, beyond that, and I saw a segment on Tucker Carlson, where it was very interesting. The kid was all up in arms, no pun intended, against the Second Amendment, but he was defending the First Amendment. He said, well, people would have private things in their backpacks, like maybe a gun or a knife. And he said, well, I have First Amendment rights here. And Tucker Carlson said, yeah, you didn't know that the backpacks have First Amendment rights, while the right to keep and bear arms is not a right at all. So it was really ridiculous. But I looked beyond that to see what they actually said, what these kids had actually said in respect to the particular proposals that obviously came from the anti-gun groups. But looking at the last one, which actually talks about school security, they said, we believe that schools should be given sufficient funds for school security and resource officers to protect and secure the entire campus. Okay. And then they go on to the school of over 300,000 students, teachers, and faculty. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School has only supplied funds to hire one campus, on-campus armed resource officer by the state. And then they say, without backup, this officer's hesitation proved to be disastrous and allowed for the senseless deaths of people who were killed on the third floor of the 1200 building. Now, I find that that is important because they're basically giving this officer, whose hesitation is really cowardice, basically, they're giving him a safe haven. They're not attacking him at all. And the fact is that other officers did show up. They were, again, from that Broward County, what were another three, and they still didn't go in. And you had to wait for the, Coral Springs SWAT team to arrive. But by that time, it was already too late, which, again, would explain why at least a handgun or some sort of firearm in the hands of an individual who has the psychological bearing to do something to confront a killer would have done that. But what's also interesting, they say in this article about increased funding, though this idea has been proposed in the past, these funds should not be appropriated from the already scarce funding for public education. So you understand what's going on here. The kids, it should say, look, 17 students in this school and teachers died. Several more were wounded. And what are we going to do to make these the school safe, to make our school safe. Instead, they go on and on about gun control and assault weapons. And the fact is, by argument, if you would, get rid of all the guns. Would that make these schools any safer? No. If you're going to get rid of guns, you're basically talking about getting confiscating guns and having gun bans against legitimate people, the average law-abiding, rational citizen. And that would leave guns for who? For the criminals, for psychopaths, for psychotics. And of course, there's other mechanisms. You can kill.
Well, I mean, all you got to do, you just got to look at the Great Mills shooting, where in Maryland they have the gun grabbers' wish list of gun control in place, and still a school shooting took place.
Well, there you are. And wasn't there?
There was a resource officer right there on the scene, and contrarily to what we had in Florida. We had that guy right there, and he dispatched the shooter. So, and he wounded two people. Now, one I think has been taken off of life support. I don't know if she's still alive or not. But, that nobody's talking about that one primarily because the House of Cards comes down when you look at that one and take it in consideration.
Yeah, I'm
not too worried about what these kids want. These kids are going to wake up here very shortly, and nobody's going to be calling them for interviews anymore.
Well, I hope
Mr. Hogg will be out there all upset and screaming and holding up his Zeke Heil salutes everywhere else, too. He needs to go out and eat some hamburgers and maybe go to school. He's getting turned down to go to college. You know, he's got a lot of stuff going on. So, anyway.
Well, sure.
He got a lot of stuff going on. I think they reached their zenith this past weekend. We'll see. We're going to see. I'm not even sure that Hogg was at school. That's one question that's up in the air, that he may not have been at school that day. So that's still out there. I don't know who's saying it. I don't know how to corroborate that. But before we run out of time, arbalestquarrel.com. That's where you can find the stuff that Roger writes. It bounces there, then it bounces from there to Ammo Land, and Mr. DeAndrilli will be back from the Great Wall very soon. Who knows where we go from that point on? Thank you for joining me this evening, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, it's going to be The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her mystery guest. I don't know who that is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.